Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf Kaf Bet, daf 22. Good morning. Today's class will be, we will be starting on Kaf Aleph Amud Bet 21b. Today is also Ta'anit Esther, so everyone should have an easy and meaningful fast. B'zad Hashem. We're starting smack in the middle of the page. We're in the middle of a bunch of Tashemaz. So 21b, Tashema, the Gemara begins. Middle of the page, last two words on the line. We were talking about the items that, if a person finds them, they belong to him. So we say these fig cakes and these baked breads by the baker, they belong to him. Amai, the Gemara says, why is that the case? The guy doesn't know that he dropped it yet, so he hasn't had despair. So why is it his? So this sounds like a support to Rava. So the Gemara says, "Hatam nami agav dechashive mashmushay mimashmesh behu k'derbi Yitzchak." No, because those are important types of foods. He's constantly making sure that it didn't fall out of his bag, that he didn't drop it. So therefore, he knows if it's gone or not. Sorry, did I skip a line? Sorry, mechila. "Hatam nami agav deyakire miday yada behu." Sorry, those foods are heavy. And so therefore, if he drops it, he can feel that he's no longer carrying it. Tashema, the Gemara says, come and listen again. If he finds these tongues,
very heavy.
These tongues of purple wool, they are considered his. V'amai, the Gemara says, why is that the case? The guy doesn't know he dropped it. So hatam nami over there also agav dechashive mashmushay mashmesh behu k'derbi Yitzchak. Since those are important types of things, he's always touching, making sure he has it. And if he doesn't have it, he recognizes that he dropped it. Tashema again hamotzei ma'od v'atei knesiyot v'atei midrashot. If a person finds money in the kanisa or in the beit midrash, v'chol makom sharabin metzuin sham, or anywhere that the public people are usually accustomed to be, what's the deen? So the Gemara says, "Harelu shelo, they belong to him." Mipnesha be'alim mityashin mehen, because the owners have despair; they forget about it, they let it go. V'had lo yadadan famineh. But what do you mean? He doesn't know that he dropped it yet. So Amar b'Yitzchak Adam asuyel mashmash bekiso b'kol sha'ah. We learned this yesterday, that it's common for a person to check his pockets for his money at all times, making sure his wallet is still there. Tashema, come and listen again. Me'matay kol adam mutarin b'leket. When is everyone permitted to go and grab the leket? Right, this is for the aniyim. When is it considered that everyone can, and it's free for all? So, mishelechuba namoshot. When the namoshot go through it. Amrin on my namoshot. What are the namoshot? What are the namoshot? The namoshot are, ve'amar v'yochanan, save de azlei atigra. It was elders, when the elders are walking on their sticks, and they walk through, once they pass through, then that was already considered after that portion where the namoshot came through, and anyone is free to go and grab it. Reish Lakish Amar, Lakish is lakute bar lakute. No, it was meaning after the first group went, then there was a second group went and grabbed their portion of the leket for the poor people, for the aniim, and then only then it becomes a free for all. The Gemara says, "Ve'amai, why is that the case?" Nehi da aniim da alcha mi yashay. Okay, you can say the poor people over here have despair. But there are poor people in another state or in another city that they're not going to have despair on the leket in this city. So Amri kevan de ika ani macha. No, since there are poor people in this city, hanach meikara ayusha miyashe, the ones in the other city already have despair. Ve'amri aniim da'ata melakteleh. They're going to say the aniim over here are already going and collecting the leket, the portion for the poor people, and therefore I don't have to worry. I don't have to think about it for myself. I'm in a different city completely. It's like somebody in Roslyn, he's not going to be thinking about his portion in Great Neck. There's a lot of aniyim in Great Neck as it is, so he's going to have despair already from the beginning. Tashema again, come listen again. Ketziot baderech. If a person finds, let's say, figs that are cut, Rashi says te'anim shekotzitzin otam ve'izmel, that they cut them with an izmel umahal shalain zav shalchom misadel yavesh. He places them in the sun in order to dry out. He puts these figs outside on the derech. Afilu betzad sadek ketziot, even if it's on the side where there's a field of these figs. Achen te'ena notal derech. Or if you have a fig tree that is leaning over a pathway and you find figs under that tree, so mutarot mishum gezel, you're allowed to grab them. It's not stealing. Peturot min ha-maaser, and you're exempt from having to give maaser. Bezeitim v'charuvim asur, but if it was olives or carobs, then it's forbidden. So the Gemara says bishlam ha-reisha. Abaye lo kasha. It makes sense the beginning part of a year. According to Abaye, it's not difficult. Agav techashive min mashmesh behu. Because these are important, he's going to be checking, making sure he didn't drop it. So if he did drop it, then he has yeush right away. So teyna nami, so also a fig, meida yediya de natra. He'll know for sure if he dropped it. Ela seifa le Rava kasha, but the latter part of this bright, according to Rava, sounds difficult. The Ketane, it says, b'zeitim charim asur. It says, with olives and carobs, it's forbidden. So Amar Biabaush, how does Rava make sense of that? Because Rava says that if a person finds the item right away, he's below, he can take it. Why? Because we say that the guy will have, once he finds out he dropped it, he'll have yeush, he'll have despair. And therefore, retroactively, he has despair. So Amar Biabaush, Shane Zayi To'il V'chasudom V'chiyach Alav. No, and Alav is different because its image proves it. What does that mean? V'alfa Gav De Natrin Zayte, even though olives fall, made the idea Duchta De Inish Inishu. It is known that the place of a person is the person. And Rashi says, "Mar ito nikar shelmihu." It's known by where it lands, who it belongs to. If it lands under an olive tree, it belongs to the guy who owns the olive tree. Right? So it's very clear, and the guy is not going to have Yehusha on it. Yach, if that's the case, afilu reisha nami. So even in the beginning, why don't we say the same thing, that the guy is not going to have Yehusha? If you find a fig under a fig tree, say the same thing. So the Gemara says, "Amar Papa te'enaim nifilatan nim ezet." No, a fig when it falls off a tree, it's heavier. A fig when it hits the ground, it kind of gets like smushy, and it doesn't look good anymore. It's not a good fruit anymore. So therefore, the owner has despair on that. Whereas olives are much lighter. When they fall, they don't necessarily get ruined. So therefore, he's not going to have despair. Tashma, come and listen again. Haganav shenatal mizem natan lezeh. If you have a ganav or a gazlan, they took from this one and they gave it to another person. What's the din? V'chen Yarden, or flipping the Amud, or the Jordan River, shenatal mizev natan lazeh, washed out from this person and gave it to another person. Ma shenatal natal, ma shenatan natan, what it took, and what it gave. So bishlam a gazlan v'yarden. It makes sense, a gazlan, who is a thief, does it publicly, and the Jordan River, tekachazil humyaesh, that the guy seeing that it was taken from him, and he has despair. El ganav, but a ganav that does it in private. Mika chazilei demiyash. Do you know that guy? He has despair. He doesn't see you're stealing from him necessarily. So how do you know he has despair? So targemar papa belisim zayin. No, we're talking about when there were armed robbers that came in. So therefore, for sure, he knows that they took it away from him. He knows. Yeah, if that's the case, I know gazlan. So that's the same thing as stealing in public. So what's the difference? So the Gemara explains, Tere gavne gazlan. There are two types of a gazlan. This is one of them, and that's another. Tashma, come listen again. Shatav nar korav etzav avanav. If a water, the river comes and washes out someone's beams, his wood or his stones, and it washed into a person's field, his friend's field. belongs to him, that guy belongs to him. Because the owner has despair. The reason is because the owner has despair. But in general, it would not be his. So it does not sound like Rava. So the Gemara says, "Hachamim Eskina." What are we dealing with here? Because Sheachol Hatzil. Over here, he's still able to save the items. He's running after it. The guy's like, "Oh, my items are being washed away." He's running after it to save it. He's not giving up yet. So he doesn't have despair. Only when he has despair does it no longer belong to him. The Gemara says, "Yachi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa." Go to the latter part. Im Hayua Be'alim Ratfin Acharin. If the owner is running after it, Chayav La'Achzir. You have to return it. So the Gemara says, "Ibi Achlin La'Achzir." If he's able to save it, Ma Iriyam Ratfin. Why does that say he's running after it? Afin En Ratfin Nami. Even if he's not running after it, if he's able to save it, you should give it back. So Hachamim Eskina. What we're dealing with here. It's talking about biyacholin atzil idea dachak. No, it's able to be saved, but in difficulty. Miratfin, if he's running after it, lo yeush, then he's not going to have despair. Whereas ein ratfin, if he's not running after it, yaushe miayush, then for sure he's going to have despair. He's not even running after it, so he doesn't care anymore. Tashema again. Ketzad amru atorem shalom idat terumato teruma. Where do we see that if somebody gives truma on behalf of someone else without his consent, that the teruma counts? So the Gemara says, "Harishay ad l'toch sadeh chavero velikit v'taram shelo b'rishut." You went into your friend's field and you gathered and you gave teruma without his permission for him. Im choshesh mishum gezel en teruma te teruma. If the guy is concerned, hey, you did something wrong, you're stealing over here, then the teruma does not count. V'im lav, and if not teruma to teruma, then the teruma does count. How do you know if the guy is concerned for gezel or not? Meaning, how do you know the guy is strict, saying, "Hey, you stole my food"? If the owner comes and he says to him, "Go to the better fruits over here. Why are you taking these?" So in yafot mehen trumato teruma. Then, if there are actually better fruits, he was being honest, and therefore that your teruma actually counted. Whereas being love interrupted turma. Whereas if he was being sarcastic and there's no better fruit, and he was saying, you should have went to get the better fruit here," meaning you took the best fruit and you gave it as turma. So then he was being sarcastic, and therefore the turma does not count. Liktua ba'alim osif alein. If let's say the owners gathered and added on to what that guy gathered and gave, bein kach ubein kach turma to turma, the turma would count. No matter what. Hold on. We said if there are better produce after the guy's statement, then the truma counts. Why? So be'idna de taram halo avayada. At the time where the guy who came and gathered in the owner's field, he gave truma, the owner didn't know. So targama rava aliba dabaye explains according to Abaye, the shavei shaliach. No, he appointed the guy a messenger in the field. Hachinami mistabra makes sense like this. The isaka da'adach lo shavei shaliach. If you think he did not make him a messenger, mi havia trumata truma? Can you say the truma counts? V'ha atem gam atem amar Rabbana. It could have said atem. It says gam atem. What does that mean? The rabot shlu chachamim coming to add a shaliach who does it for you for truma. Ma atem da'atchem av shlu chachamim da'atchem. Just like you has to be with your consent, with your knowledge, so too a shaliach has to be with your consent. Ela hacham ha'eskim. So what are we dealing with here? You go into shavei shaliach. He made the guy into a messenger. V'amar le zil terom. He said to him, "Go and give truma." V'lo amar le terom mehani. He didn't say from what. Ustame da balabayit ki terem benoni le terem. And it makes sense generally that when a person asks to give truma, he's asking to give from the benoni, from the middle part of his produce, like not the best, not the worst. V'azal ihu utram yafot. And this guy went and he gave truma from the best fruits. So uba balabayit mitzav amar lo kalech etzal yafot. And the owner came and he saw this and he said, you should have given from the best. So then we say, im nimtzau yafot mehen truma to truma. If we find better fruits in the field, he's being honest, and therefore the truma counts. Whereas v'im lav, en truma to truma. Whereas if no, he's being sarcastic, this is the best fruits in the field, he's being sarcastic, it does not count. Amemar umarzuta v'rav ashi, ikle'u le'bustana. Them three went to bustana de mare barisak. They went to the orchard of mare barisak. Aiti arisei tamre v'rimone u'shadak amayu. This is a great story. This is a good source in Shas for Tarof. So the Gemara says the sharecropper of Mari Bar Yisak came. He brought beautiful fruits, dates, pomegranates, and he put it in front of them. Amemar Rav Ashi ate more b'sutra. Lo achil, he did not eat more b'sutra. Adachi ata Mari Bar Yisak ashkechinu. The owner then came and he saw them. Amar Leil Arisei said to the sharecropper, why didn't you bring the rabbis the best fruit that we have? Why did you bring this beinoni fruit? So they said to the rabbi who wasn't eating, they said, "Oh, you heard what he said? Isn't that proof enough?" So he said, "Ashta, amai lo achil more? Why aren't you eating?" The Atanya, the bride, says, "Im nimsa'u yafot man turma to turma." If you find better fruit after that statement, in the case of truma, we say the truma counts. The guy came and gave them fruit, and then the owner came and said, "Hey, what was Murzuta worried about? That the sharecropper is giving fruit without consent." But if you say Amemar, no, hey Amemar, the owner just came and said, "Give him the best fruit." If you find better fruit in the field, then it should count and it should be fine. So Amar Lehu, he said to them, "Hachi Amar Rava." This is what Rava says. Lo amru kalechet seyafot ela dinyan truma mevad. No, when do we say go to the better fruit and give it to them? That counts, that the truma would count. That's only by truma. Mishum de mitzvah uvanichaloi. He is doing a mitzvah, the owner, and therefore the owner is okay with him giving even from the best of the best. Aval hacha mishum kisifuta hu de amar hachin. Over here is because the owner is embarrassed. So therefore, Tarof Mikone, he says, you should have given better fruit. You should have given the best of the best. And what is Amemar? So the Amemar is saying, he's tarofing with me, I'm not going to eat. Sorry, more Zutra. That says he's tarofing with me, I'm not going to touch the fruit. Right? That was the lesson over here. So Tashema, Odeu Hatal Alehem Sameach. Let's say the guy put his fruits on the roof and the dew fell on the fruits, and he's very happy with it. He's happy with the dew falling on the fruits. So what do we say? Hare Hezeh Bechiyutan. It falls in the category of Chiyutan. What's Chiyutan? That when a person applies water, liquid, one of the seven liquids to his fruits, and they're now moist, they're wet, and he's happy, that's what he wanted, he got good out of it, that then they become a receptacle to impurity. Mekabel Tum'ah. Then it says, Nagevu, if let's say they got dried until he found them, Afal Pisha Semach, even if then he's happy, it's not included in Mekabel Tum'ah category. Tamai, what's the reason? Is it not because that we don't say that retroactively we see that since now he's okay, he's happy with it, so initially he was also happy with it, and therefore what do we say? We don't say retroactively what happened initially that he's happy with. No, this is a contradiction on the opinion of Rava. Gemara says, no. No, it says ki iten in future tense, meaning only once the water is actually put on it. Not, you can't go backwards. The water was put, the tala was put, the dew was put, and then it dried out, and he was happy retroactively. It doesn't work like that. So the Gemara says, Yachir Reisha Nami. So even in the Reisha, it should say that. So Hatam Kedar Papa, that's like Rapapa, Dar Papa Rami. Rapapa contrasts the following. Ktiv Ki Yiten, the Karenan Ki Yutan. It writes Ki Yiten, but how it's read is Ki Yutan. So Haketan, what's the din? Bainan kiyutan dumiyadach yitan. You need it to be similar. Ma yitan the dot, af kiyutan the dot. Nami the dot. Just like when it's put, has to be with his knowledge, his consent, so to kiyutan has to be with his knowledge, his consent. The Gemara says Tashma again. Damar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Ishmael ben Yotzadak. Minayin avedash shetafan nar sheimutered. How do we know water that came and washed out someone's lost object that is permitted? It says this is how you should do for his donkey, for his simla, for his any lost object of your brother that he loses and you find it. What does that mean? That you should return it. That's if it's lost and it's commonly found in a place where everyone sees it. Whereas but if it got lost and it's now somewhere that it's not where everyone is, it's not in a public place, then it would not apply. The prohibition is similar to the permission. What does that mean? Just like it's the permitted case over here, whether he has a sign on it or not, it's permitted. So to af isura bein de it be basiman bein de leit basiman asira. So to the prohibition part, if it's where everyone is commonly found, whether it has a siman or not, as a sign that the guy can find it by, doesn't matter. It's asur. You're not allowed to keep it. Tiyufta de Rava. This is a contradiction in the opinion of Rava. The Gemara says Tiyufta. You're right. It is a contradiction. In the vehil chetak kevatei de abaye be ayal kagam, and the halacha follows abaye in this acronym called yaal kagam. This is in all over Shas. Right, Kiddushin, Baba Kama, Sanhedrin, all over. What is this Yal Kagam? So Yud is the Yeush Shalomidat, right? That's exactly the topic we were learning. The last daf and a half was all about that. And so therefore the halakha follows Abaye. And then all the other acronyms are all different types of cases in halakha, that the halakha follows Abaye. In Shas, we don't have to go through all of them, but Yud is one of them. And last part, Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei de Rava le Ravashi, he says to Ravashi, v'chi me'achar di totav Rava. Okay, now that Rava got contradicted, ha'nei tamrei de zika hechi achlin anu. Hold on. You find dates that have been blown by the wind. How are we allowed to eat them? Amar le, kevan de'ika shekatzim remasim de ka'achleilehu, mi'ikar ha'yusha mi'ash le'minayhu. No, since there are rodents and insects that come and they find these fruits and they would eat them, so the owner has ya'ush, he has despair. For sure he has despair, even from the beginning. So yatmei delav b'nei mechilani numai. What about young children, orphans, that they are not able to forego or able to have yeush, have despair? So what's the din for them? So the Gemara says Amar le bagad be'ara the yatmei lo machzakinu. We're not going to say, oh, maybe this belonged to an orphan child. How do we know? There's so many people here. We go after the majority. So the Gemara says, "Muzak ve'omed mai." What if it's sitting in his field? Meaning, it's sitting right there. Rashi says, "Karka atzmat shel yatomin mai." What if it was actual property of the orphan's field, or karachtamai, or was actual? Let's say it was these type of trees that were wrapped around like fences, like stone fences, that the rodents and insects were not able to get to. So therefore, the owner knows that, and he's not going to have despair. So Amar Leh, you're right, Asiran. Then if that was the case, then that would be Asur, and you would not be allowed to keep it. What's the halakha in that case? If let's say they're in the orphan's field, or let's say they're somewhere where the rodents are not able to reach it, so v'imayu shel yatomim, she'inam b'nei mechila asurim, if it was of the orphans, where they're not able to forego on it, then it's Asur. Or if you place it, let's say, with fields where the rodents or animals, insects are not able to get to, harayalu asurim, because he made it very clear that he's not having despair on it. So if it's clear from the owner that he does not have despair, then it would be asur for you to take that. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.